Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Antonelli. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada strikes out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Hauser moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Hauser scores. Lump moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. Posada hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. Pignatano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Pignatano reaches second base with a double. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Hauser moves to third. Lump moves to second. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 2 in the game. Posada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Lump scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Antonelli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Antonelli moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Antonelli scores. Pearsall moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Chuck Essigian pinch runs for Jim Pearsall. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian now playing center field. Dick Stigman now pitching. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pignatano takes first base on ball 4. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker bunts towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Pignatano moves to second. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Posada strikes out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Archer now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Romano hits a line drive into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. the Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaborn strikes out. 1 out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pignatano strikes out. 2 outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 3 in the game. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bertoia. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stigman strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple bunts towards third. Bertoia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Essigian hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field. Steven settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. 1 out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Stigman covering. Safe. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hauser moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.